Tomorrow, of course, is Halloween. You probably have your own family tradition, carving a jack-o'-lantern, dressing up, eating too much candy. In Canada, as we learned yesterday, setting off fireworks. Matt Warner's tradition was watching horror films with his 4-year-old daughter, Chloe. That's right, his 4-year-old daughter. Matt and Chloe shared their love for slasher films with reporter Katie Sewell.
What's the last horror movie that you saw?
Ellie the Horror. It says, get out. Get out.
What happens in Amityville Horror?
The bugs come on the face.
That's right. That's right. Yeah?
And blood comes on the face.
Out of the walls?
Yeah. Blood comes out of the wall into stairs. And then people run off the house, and then that's the end.
Right. That's right.
Do you worry that people think that you're a bad parent?
No, because I don't think anyone saw my father as a bad parent for letting me watch him. I mean, I grew up on them, and at least I like to think I turned out okay. I mean, she still does, even though she watches and prefers the scary movies, she still watches Dora the Explorer and Care Bears and all that, you know, child stuff.
That the girl's running.
Right? Where's she running?
She's running to the car. Right?
Right.
She doesn't have the keys. She should have stayed in the car.
Yeah, she should have. If there's sex, nudity, and lots of strong, violent language in it, I do not care for her to watch it. Just a normal gore movie or something that it's implied. I usually take movies that are more implied and let her see those. I mean, she's seen Scream a few times.
If you hang up on me, you'll die just like your mother.
She loves that movie for some unknown reason. And she's also seen the original Night of the Living Dead, and she loves that one as well, which I'm very proud of.
This is Zombie.
What?
This is Zombie.
Uh-oh. Tell Katie about what happens in Scream.
Scream ends up coming in the house, and then Scream grabs, and Scream puts the knife in the chest, and then they die.
Do the bad people always die?
No. Girls always die. And Daddy doesn't. You don't, Daddy.
No.
You don't on Halloween.
Watch. What's upstairs?
A dead body.
Is she right?
Yes.
No, a dead head.
A dead head?
It was rotten. It was a dead head.
What's your favorite color, Chloe?
The blood.
No, favorite color.
Okay. My favorite color is the blood. I like red like the blood. I like the pink drain to the blood.
Do you like to be scared?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's fun.
Does it make your heart beat too fast?
Yeah, and I run out of the house, and then someone saves me.
Who saves you?
Daddy does!
That was 4-year-old Chloe and her dad, Matt Warner, talking about their love of horror movies with reporter Katie Sewell 9 years ago. So you might be wondering what happened to this little kid who grew up watching horror movies. We asked Katie to check back in on Matt and his daughter. Chloe's now 13.
What's the last horror movie that you saw?
Insidious 2.
And what happens in Insidious 2?
The dad, as a kid, had this weird, like, power, and he could cross over into another world, and through him, dead could come into their world. So it's actually really good, in my opinion. I think it's really good.
Do you still watch horror movies together?
Yes. Not nearly as much as we used to, because she's older and wants to hang out with her friends more. But we watch The Walking Dead every Sunday, and American Horror Story, which is a little bit more graphic than I thought it would be for a television show and a child watching it, but she's 4 seasons in, so it's no turning back now.
All right, so let's say you have to recommend a horror movie to a 4-year-old. Which movie are you going to pick?
Care Bears.
No, horror.
That is horror.
Not horrible.
I would probably do the remake of Halloween. Because even though it was gory, it was really cheesy. Or maybe the remake of Freddy Krueger, because that one was... I didn't really like that movie.
Would you agree with those recommendations?
I think those are horrible recommendations. What happened to you? Maybe the horror movies did impact you.
I'm saying those two movies because I think they're really cheesy and I don't think they would scare my kid. And then I will go into the wham bam, like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Scream and all those.
Did you get any feedback about this story when it came out?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot.
What were people saying?
To my surprise, there were more positive comments than there were negatives. And some of the negatives were really ridiculous. I remember the one talking about my child should be taken away from me and this is a form of child abuse. But I remember someone actually said, this guy's a hero. So I'll go with that. Email's my favorite.
Do you think that this will be a common bond that will keep you and your father together?
I do. He can be like, hey, Chloe, let's go see the new horror movie. And I'll be like, what up, Dad? Let's go.
Year-old Chloe Warner and her father, Matt, they spoke with reporter Katie Sewell about their love of horror films that goes back to when Chloe was just 4. And in case you're wondering, teen Chloe's favorite color still is the blood, but she also likes Seahawks green.